kind of cloudy now. I don't know if that's because Officer Captain Kurt Bonhoff came into the studio or what.
I bring the cloud without a doubt. I bring
that
the
dark
cloud
over your head.
That's been my life. I tell you what.
No.
No, it was not you.
I thought it was supposed to be nice weather today. Is it not?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain later tonight.
It'll rain tonight, but today's going to be partly sunny.
70.
70.
Yeah,
so
that's not bad at all. Yeah. Old man winter left.
I'm not declaring that yet.
Without a doubt.
That's for sure. Welcome.
Hey, welcome.
Last night, approval at the city council meeting of some officers, right?
Sigh of relief. I just want to compliment Chief Elliott. He's not here. He's at a city staff meeting. But he has worked so hard recruiting, trying to get people to apply for the city, apply for the police officer positions that we have. When the backgrounds need done, he gets all hands on deck. The detectives go out there and they work it, and they work it hard. He works with HR, Jennifer McDuffie, to get it out there. Lieutenant Watts goes out to job fairs. It's a process, and it's a long process. And this time we were blessed to get four individuals that have passed everything. They were approved last night. Two of them are certified, and two of them will be going to the academy in the near future.
Very nice. Yeah. It's difficult because you're competing against Metro. You're competing against Lincoln. You're all these.
And throw in the state patrol, all the sheriff's office, mm-hmm. local area police departments. It's a task, without a doubt. And Chief works very hard at trying to get people to draw to this area.
Yeah, very good. It's good to see that happening.
Can I throw out their names for you really quick?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yep.
I say that, and then I don't have it in front of me. So we've got a Nicholas Hawthorne. He's certified out of Wayne, Nebraska. We got a Christopher Williamson, who worked here prior, and he's coming back. So he's certified. And then we got a Tyson McFarland and a Noah Miranda Wrights. Those two will be going to the academy in the near future. So we welcome them.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter is Miranda. And her daddy was the police officer.
So. Oh, that is outstanding.
Yeah.
Also, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about some grants and donations, right?
You know, and this is my error. I don't know if it's a grant or a donation, but and Chris, you said it probably correctly the time before.
I think it's Harry.
Harry family. They donated or provided a grant to our agency that provided a brand new pair of boots to each officer that's certified on our department. Two new pairs of pants. We're going to work our way towards BDUs, which is a more workable pant. It's less than the Class A, but it's more pockets and everything for the officers working the streets. And it also provided, I think, three speed measuring devices, which we'll put down on First Street sometime, I think, 19th or 16th.
Yeah.
And that's that light that flashes how fast you're going mm-hmm. to tell you to slow down or remind you of your speed. And then it provided also a couple of microwaves that were really needed in the break room. So hats off to them. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, very good. The spring cleanup is also upon us. So a lot of folks... You might leave something out when you're doing that.
And, you know, Chris, clean up around the house, but also it's a good time to clean away some of your old shrub and stuff. So get it away from the windows so stops people from hiding in behind there, which we don't have a whole lot of. But clean up makes it look good, and it also prevents opportunity for criminals to come. The main thing also is to make sure your outside lighting, your motion lights are working so that if there's motion in the area of your backyard or front yard, it's picked up.
Right.
You don't want to put it on too, you know, the adjustment on the lights.
Yeah.
You can
it make looks it like a strobe light.
Every time a car drives by, the bing, your light goes on. You don't want that.
Right. And
your neighbor's ringing your doorbell. Could you shut that thing off?
Yeah.
Please. Without a doubt. Not too sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do know you guys are out and patrolling all the time. This morning, matter of fact, when I got out of my car or got into my truck, boom, there you guys were coming right down my street. So I know guys are out and about, especially this time of year.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, officers like to work in good, warmer weather. So, yeah, they're going to be out and about. And there's more foot traffic amongst the criminal activity. So they're out in residential areas much more than what they are in the colder days.
Yeah. If you do see something out there, what's the best number to call?
Best number is our non-emergency number, which is 402-727-2677. If it's an emergency, obviously dial 911. If you want to report some criminal activity or you have an anonymous tip, You can call 402-727-4002 or report it on our MP3 app.
People sometimes like to just, well, I'm going to leave a note on the Fremont Police Facebook page. You can't monitor it 24 hours a day, can you?
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. As much as we'd like to, yes, but sometimes we get that information a day or two later and it's of less value to us. So quick little phone call to the non-emergency number. We'll get the information to where it needs to go. So the best way is to report it by phone. Plus, they are able to document it into the log system.
Yeah.
What would you like us to do if perhaps, you know, we have the security cameras and doorbells and whatnot, if we catch some suspicious activity?
Call our non-emergency number. And that does happen more and more frequently than what it used to, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yes, if you see something, report something.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
All right. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it as always.
I apologize for the voice, but I thank you.